Pastor Terrence to get ready. So if you guys could just stay quiet and think about the baptisms that happened and praise God in your heart for the things that have happened this morning. But we wait for Pastor Terrence to get ready.
Good morning.
大家早.
It is great to be here on a celebratory day with baptisms.
今天是一个非常,
and it's actually pouring like a downpour outside.
就好像是外面的雨, 像倾盆的, 淋到我们的身上, 我们的喜乐倾盆的淋到我们的身上.
The message is a little bit different than the celebratory, but it's a reminder that God is faithful.
今天的信息是要提醒我们神的信实.
Have you ever asked where God is during difficult times? In the last 100 years, the world has gone through many things.
在过去的100年, 我们的世界, 经历许多的事情,
world wars,
有世界大战,
genocides,
有种族的, 有灭族的这样的屠杀,
starvation,
有饥饿,
and slavery, mostly through sex trafficking.
有这些, 特别是, 性奴隶的这贩卖,
not to mention hurricanes,
不用谈到像那些, 飓风,
floods and fires,
是火灾, 是水灾,
shootings,
或者是枪击的事件,
and terrorist attacks,
或者是恐怖事件.
People have also lost loved ones,
很多人失去他们所爱的人,
struggled in life,
他们在生活当中很挣扎,
like depression or abuse.
他们有抑郁的, 也有受到被虐待的,
to disappointments in life,
被生命, 感到绝望,
such as a lack of a child or a loss of a child.
可能有的是, 没有办法生小孩, 有的是失去了孩子.
Perhaps you're like the many students here, thinking about a spouse. You don't have one yet. Lack of a spouse.
或者是我们当中很多的学生, 目前还没有伴侣的, 很着急.
To even now as you study, poor grades. The longer you live, I believe you'll ask the question, where is God in difficult times?
我相信我们活得越长, 我们越是会问, 在我们的困难当中, 神你在哪里?
The wonderful thing about the Bible is that it doesn't shy away from suffering and the truth about suffering.
圣经奇妙就于对于他苦难的这件事情, 他没有躲避, 他甚至, 来用真理来谈论关于苦难的事情.
If you go book by book, you might even think it's a book about suffering.
如果我们仔细的圣经里面一卷一卷的读的话, 你就会看见圣经是关于一个苦难的一本书。
However, in the midst of suffering, there is God.
在我们的困难当中, 神就在那里。
In God, because of God, and with God, there is hope, faith, and love.
因为在神里面, 因为透过神, 因为是属主的, 所以我们在苦难当中, 我们有信望爱。
We see the three words in the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
我们从耶稣基督, 他死在十字架上，我们看见这个极致的奉献, 牺牲,
in his suffering on the cross to glorify the Father, to wipe every sin from mankind.
因为他在十字架上, 他荣耀了父神。
This morning we'll be gleaning from the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
今天我们会, 粗略来看一下, 路德记, 特别是第一章。
So we'll read some of the verses together. We'll first read it in English and then we'll read it in Chinese.
我们会先用英文来念, 然后再用中文。
1, 2, 3. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and the man of Bethlehem and Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. In Chinese.
当时是秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大的伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。这人名叫以米里勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米。 他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地, 就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以米里勒剩下妇人和他的两个儿子。
Verse 4 and 6. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. They lived there about 10 years, and both Mahlon and Chilion died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the fields of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food.
我们用中文，这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有10年。亚伦和基连两人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子，他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
All right, now we're going to jump all the way to the end of the chapter. So we'll read 19 through 22. 1, 2, 3. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the woman said, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.
我们用中文一起来。于是两人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合成的人就都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来，耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦，既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米和他的儿妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
To understand the book of Ruth, you need to understand the book of Judges.
如果我们要了解路德记的话，我们先要明白四世纪。
And the book of Judges can be summarized by basically saying wickedness is all around.
在四世纪，我们可以用一个句话来结论，就是全地都是邪恶混乱的。
The book of Judges is dark and it's bleak and it doesn't really have hope in it.
在四世纪里面，我们看到就是非常暗淡的，完全没有盼望。
From the last verse, Judges 21:25, it reads, "There is no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes."
在四世纪的最后面一句话是说到，当中没有王，他们个人任意行而行。
Now the book of Ruth is also a little bit bleak, a little bit dark.
在路德记呢，也是有一点点暗淡。
But it ends with hope.
但是呢，它结束的时候是带来的盼望。
And my hope is that it will encourage you, as it did for me, as I ask the question, "Where is God in the midst of difficult times?"
我的盼望是，就好像这一段的经文对我在困难当中，我在问神你在哪里的时候，给我的鼓励，盼望也能够成为大家的鼓励。
So let's pray and ask God to open our hearts and to hear from Him this morning.
我们一起祷告来求神来开我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的父神，我们为今天早上我们献上感谢。
As we sang in prayer meeting, this is the day that you have made.
就好像我们今天在早晨祷告会的时候所说的，今天是你所定的日子。
Lord, would you open our hearts to hear from you this morning?
主，求你能够打开我们的心，让我们能够明白你的话语。
Would you help us to see a God in the midst of difficult times?
让我们能够在困难当中仍然看见你是神。
Pray this in Christ's name.
祷告是奉靠主的名。Amen.
For those following along or taking notes, here's an overview of the message. So we're going to first go over the difficulties in life.
特别是有些人在抄笔记的这些我们这是大纲。
And then we're going to say difficult times in life produce three types of responses.
首先我们会谈论到在生活当中的艰难，然后我们会谈到从生活中的艰难里面所产生的三种不同的回应。
The first response is a libertarian response from Orpah.
第一种是从可以从这个俄佩拿里面看到的是一种自由主义者的。
The second is a legalistic response from Naomi.
第二种是拿尔米的, 这种,
and the third is a lover response by Ruth.
第三个是从可以从,
and then finally, we'll look at God's work in difficult times. Right, so the difficulties in life, first is, it comes perhaps maybe because there's a wicked nation.
当我们在生活中有困难, 其中一个原因可能就是因为这个整个国家的这个行恶败坏。
As we read in verse 1, it says, the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land.
第一节里面说到, 当士师秉政的时候, 国中遭遇饥荒,
and we see that the difficulty was a famine, meaning there's a lack of food.
我们在生活当中, 我们碰到饥荒, 就是讲到我们, 缺乏粮食,
and the famine is so great that people were leaving, leaving the city of bread, which is named Bethlehem.
这个饥荒, 严重到一个地步, 他们必须要离开他们, 所在地, 伯利恒。
And it must have been even worse than we think because they were even naming their kids sickly and wasting away.
他们必须要带他们的儿女一起离开。
See, Israel as a nation was facing a famine because of its sin.
以色列人他们会遭遇饥荒是因为他们的罪恶。
If you were to go back and read the first five books, at least in Leviticus 26 or Deuteronomy 28, you'll see that God either blesses the nation for its obedience or it punishes it for its disobedience.
如果我们看前面的五本书, 特别是在, 生命记里面, 我就看到28章里面讲到, 当你愿意顺服的时候, 神就会祝福你, 当你悖逆的时候, 神就会诅咒。
Basically, if they were obedient, he would send the rains.
当你顺服的时候, 神就会, 降在他们这个, 干燥的地方。
If they were disobedient, the rains would not fall in the land.
他们悖逆神的话,
so the famine was a direct judgment from God for their sin.
所以, 饥荒等于是神直接的对他们的审判。
Difficulties in life also are because of our own poor choices.
我们生活当中会有这些艰难, 另外一个原因就是我们错误的决定, 错误的选择。
The second irony of this passage is that the person named Elimelech, which means My God is King, chooses to take his family from God's promised land to Moab.
在这一段经文里面, 他很, 荒谬的就是, 当中这个人, 以米, 以利米勒, 其实他的, 名字的意思就是, 我的神就是王, 然后但是呢, 他却是带他的子女, 离开神所应许的地。
Going to Moab was a very dangerous choice.
事实上, 他们要到摩押地是, 是一个非常危险的一个选择。
They're leaving God's promised or covenant promised land.
他们离开神, 他们跟他盟约的一个应许的地方。
On top of leaving the promised land, they're entering a land that was foreign to them.
他们离开应许地, 到了一个完全是外国人的地方,
with foreign gods.
去敬拜, 那里面满, 充满了这个,
Now, for a Moabite, their central god was named Chemosh.
在摩押地那个地方, 他们最主要的敬拜的对象是这个基摩神,
which meant destroyer.
他的名字就是一个毁坏者。
The other Moabite gods were focused on the fertility of the land or the people.
其他的摩押的这些神子呢, 他们是主要的是对生育或者是土地的生产这方面。
So why would the family go there then?
为什么这个家族他们要到那里去呢?
Perhaps they were thinking, you know what, it's just a short little time.
可能他们想到只是短暂的一段时间而已。
But we find, as we read the text, that they've been at least living there for at least 10 years.
但是我们从经文里面看见, 他们在那里住了大概有10年的时间。
And the sons even took Moabite wives.
甚至他们的儿子呢, 都娶了, 摩押的女子为妻。
Which was also against the law.
这些呢, 都是, 违背了, 圣经。
And if you were to look at the law, it actually says, even the descendants of a Moabite would not be able to enter the temple of the Lord.
如果他们娶了摩押的女子的话, 他们不能进入到圣殿, 圣所里面去。
Lastly, difficulties in life come from tragedies.
第三个生活中会有艰难, 是因为这些悲剧的发生。
Ruth 1 is full of tragedies.
在这里面我们看到, 有很多的悲剧。
Naomi's husband, Elimelech, dies.
拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了。
Her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, die. This must have been really devastating for Naomi.
对拿俄米来说，这是一个伤心欲绝的事情。
She loses her husband.
她失去了她的丈夫。
And she loses her two sons.
她也失去了她的两个的儿子。
It was also hard because back then the men were responsible for taking care of the family.
对她来说更是困难，因为在当时男人是负责这个家庭的需要。
Whether it was financially or whether it was for actual physical protection.
不论是经济上的供应，或者是在保护他们的安全。
It's probably her darkest moment in life.
我相信这对拿俄米来说，这是她一生当中最黑暗的一个时段。
The reality is that we live in this broken and sinful world.
实际上我们也是活在这样一个破碎的世界里面。
There are difficulties and disappointments. There's darkness and there's tragedies.
在我们的生命当中，有许多的这些艰难，有许多的这些失望。
And it could be because of the sinful nation.
可能是因为我们自己的罪性。
Maybe it's the decisions of poor choices that we made.
可能是因为我们做了这个错误的决定。
Or maybe it was just completely unexpected and it was a tragedy of death.
或者是完全没有预备的这些悲剧的发生。
So how are we to respond to these difficulties?
我们要怎么样来面对这些事情，这样的回应。
Well, I believe there's three responses.
在这段的经文里面，我们可以看见有三种不同的回应。
And as we go back, we see that there's something has changed in verse 6 here.
如果我们回头来看的话，我们可以发现在第六节就开始有转变。
It says, for she had heard in the fields at Moab that the Lord had visited his people and given them food.
他就在在那个地方，他听见神照顾他的子民，赐粮食给他们。
And so Naomi and her daughters had a choice to stay in Moab or to go back to Judah, to go back to Bethlehem.
所以他们可以做一个选择，他们是要留在摩押地呢，还是要回到伯利恒？
And at first, they want to stay with Naomi. They want to.
刚开始的时候，他这两个儿妇都选择要跟拿俄米留在摩押地。
But Naomi persuades them, "You should stay here in Moab."
他们本来要跟着拿俄米回去，但是拿俄米就劝他们留在摩押这个地方。
But they don't take her first persuasion.But then Naomi persuades them again. You should really stay here.
拿俄米第一次没有办法说服他们，当他们第二次的时候，更有说服力来告诉他们。
And so why does she say that they should go? They should stay here in Moab.
为什么拿俄米告诉他们他们应该要留下来呢？
Well, we don't understand this. This thing called Levite marriage.
拿俄米这边他有提到一个是带兄弟立誓的一个婚约婚姻。
Basically, it's a process of maintaining the family line and an inheritance.
基本上这是要维系这个家族的血脉跟香火，还有他们的遗产。
So if you read the example up there, it says Naomi would need to find a husband, which is one of the brothers of Elimelech, and then she would have to conceive a son, and then wait for the son to be of age, or sons to be of age, so then to marry Ruth and Orpah.
这个拿俄米作为一个例子的话，拿俄米她的丈夫死了，她的两个儿妇，丈夫也死了，所以呢，她要去从她的丈夫以利米勒的兄弟里面找一个人作为她的丈夫，然后怀孕生子，生下了孩子以后呢，嫁给她的两个儿妇。
And she says this is quite impossible. See, because I'm really old already.
这似乎是一件不可能的事情，因为呢，等到这个孩子长大的时候，他们都变老。
No one would want to marry me.
没有人会愿意娶一个老。老的女人。
And then on top of that, I'm old to bear children.
另外呢，就是我已经老到没有办法能够怀孕生子。
I mean, think about it. Her persuasion or her logic makes a lot of sense.
所以相反的，再听听拿俄米给他们的这个说服是更合理的。
So you should stay here in Moab to find a husband.
你们应该留在摩押地来找丈夫。
It's your country. It's your family. You have security here.
这是你的国家，你的家人都在这里，你在这里有安全感。
If you leave for Bethlehem, there's no hope for you.
如果你到伯利恒的话，在那里是没有盼望的。
You won't have a chance to be married, and you won't have any security whatsoever.
你不会有人，没有人可以跟你结婚，你在那里也得不到安全。
Okay, so we're going to take a look at all the three responses now.
所以我们要来看一看这三种不同的回应。
The first one is a libertarian. It's not political in any way. This is more philosophical. It means free will decision.
第一种是讲到这种自由主义者的回应，这不是讲到政治上的，而是讲到我们自由的意志。
Orpah responds with a free will belief.
而是他一种就是完全是凭自己的喜好来做决定。
It's a belief not in God, Yahweh.
他们有一种信仰，但是却是不是信靠耶和华神。
But a belief in false gods.
而是去信靠这些假神。
The author specifies as what she returns to.
作者特别的指明出来，他们要回到哪里去。
She returns to her own people and to her own gods.
他们要回到他们的国，回到他们的他们的神。
It's a response that says, I don't need God right here, right now, at this time.
意思是就说，我在这个时候，我并不需要神。
Maybe I'll be back to revisit this God at a later point in time.
也许是等到其他时间，我再来找神。
And I think I've heard this a lot. I'm going to go back to God, you know, when I have kids, when I have a family, and they need to have a moral code.
可能我也常常听到很多人会说，等到我有小孩的时候，等到我自己有一个家庭的时候，我再来找神。
Or maybe I'll go back to God when I really need Him.
或者是当我需要神的时候，我再来找他。
But I think it really means I don't want to return to God.
而事实上，这些的意思呢，真正的意思是说到我并不需要神。
How often do we turn to false gods when difficulties arise?
当我们在面临困难的时候，我们是不是常常的去寻找这些假神？
I believe most of us don't even realize that we have this type of response.
我相信很多时候我们有这样的反应，我们自己都不知道。
It's a response that chooses false gods.
是我们用信靠假神来成为我们的回应。
The gods of family and comfort and security.
我们把我们的这个家人，把我们的得到的安全感，这些当成是我们的神。
Now these words don't seem too bad. They're not bad at all.
这些东西本身不是坏的。
But you gotta remember that our God is a jealous God.
但不要忘记我们的神是忌邪的神。
And He wants our full devotion.
他要我们全心的来信靠他。
He doesn't want our second or third or fourth best.
他不要我们次好的或是其他。
He wants our very best.
他要我们全心最好的。
He wants us to go to Him first instead of maybe our spouse or a significant other.
他不要我们先去找我们的配偶其他的。而是要先来找神。
He doesn't want us to go to the things that comfort us, like food or fun.
他不是要我们先去找这些食物，或者是我们可以得到乐趣的。
Like alcohol or video games or pornography or movies or TV.
或者是酒精，或者是游戏，或者是黄色的画刊等等。
And he doesn't want us to pursue the things that give us security, like work or money or success.
也不是去寻找让工作、金钱、成就给我们的这，好像给我们有这个安全感的感受。
I really believe that God wants to say, stop medicating yourselves of these things.
我相信神是告诉我们不要再去思想这些事情。
Remember the false god, his name was Chemosh, meaning destroyer. Stop destroying your life.
不要忘记基摩神，他的本身的意思是毁坏者。我们去思想就是毁坏我们自己。
Better yet, stop destroying yourself.
我们不要毁坏我们自己。
Let's look at the second response.
我们来看看第二种回应。
It's a legalistic response.
是一种律法教条性的回应。
And as we see from this passage, Naomi was devastated by everything that happened.
我们在经文里面看到，在所发生的这些事情，让拿俄米觉得伤心欲绝。
It was so bad that she wanted even her name to be changed.
坏到一种程度呢，甚至她想要改名字。
Her name.And Naomi, I see you there. It means lovely or pleasant.
Naomi, 她本身的意思是甜的意思。
But she says, don't call me pleasant or my name is lovely, because I don't want to stop hearing, oh, pleasant, hey, pleasant, hi, lovely, how are you? Pretty good. No, I want to be called bitter.
她说，不要再叫我 Naomi, 不要再叫我甜，甜美，叫我是痛苦。
I believe her response is quite normal.
我相信她这种反应是很正常的。
See, I believe modern day Naomi are people going through grief.
我相信Naomi 她这个时候正在伤痛当中。
Maybe it's someone who so close to you died, passed away.
就好像当中如果你有亲人与你亲近人去世。
Maybe it's someone that's fighting through cancer.
或者是你在跟癌症正在搏斗。
Maybe it's someone unable to bear a child.
或者是你没有办法生小孩。
Or lost a child.
或者是你失去了你的孩子
and so many other similar situations.
或者是其他这些类似的情况
and as I keep reading this passage over and over again, my heart really cries out for Naomi.
不断的去读这段的经文的时候，让我心跟着她一起哭泣。
However, I really believe that she responds legalistically.
但我相信她的反应却是一种教条 是的反应。
What do I mean by that?
我的意思是这样。
It's a person characterized by seeing and knowing who God is, but not His goodness.
这里看到是神他有主权，但是却没有看到神他有良善的一面。
Or seeing that God is good, but He's not sovereign.
同样的，可能只看到神是良善的一面，却没有看到神有主权。
What I mean by that, let me give you an illustration. It's a God like a watchmaker.
就好像把神看作是一个钟表匠一样。
He created the watch, but let the watch run its course.
他创这个钟表匠，他制造了一个表，然后让表自己去运转。
The idea of God as a watchmaker, basically, we forget that God is intimate or with us.
我们会有时候会把神就好像是钟表匠一样，神创造。但是我们忘记了神也是要与我们亲近。
As you can see from the verses above, Naomi acknowledges God as Lord and Almighty and made her full.
我们在经文里面看到拿阿米，他知道神，他是全能者的，他是耶和华，他是使他满满的。
But she also said that he's gone out against me. He's brought me back empty. He's brought calamity upon me.
但是他却说神使他大苦，大受苦，神使降灾祸于他。
She's bitter at what the Lord has done to her.
对于神在他身上所做的这些事情，他心里面充满了苦毒。
How often do we respond like Naomi in the difficulties of life?
我们是不是在我们的苦难当中，我们也像拿阿米有这样的反应？
Maybe some of you are going through some of these current struggles.
可能我们在我们的生命当中，我们个人也在面对这些挣扎里面。
If so, I want you to take some time.And say to the Lord, identify it truthfully and say, Lord, I have this struggle in my heart.
我们是否愿意能够花一些时间好好的来思想来看我正在这个苦难当中我确实是挣扎。
Don't just blame the Lord for the circumstances. Know that the Lord is there.
不要因为眼前这些情况我们就埋怨神。
Slowly see God's goodness, hope and love for us or for you.
我们能够慢慢的来在这个苦难的当中能够来看见神的美善能够看见盼望。
Now maybe you aren't going through that crisis as Naomi is, but you know someone who is.
就好像可能我们当中有些人也像拿阿米所经历这些危机一样。
You see people struggling in their faith.
我们看到我们周围的人他们正在面对挣扎。
Those people need to help. They need help to see God is good.
他们需要能够看见神的美善。
They need helpful ruse in their lives to remind them of the hope that is in the Lord.
他们也需要有帮助者，就像路德一样，能够来帮助他们，能够来看见神。
And so let's look at Ruth.
所以我们来看看路德反应。
Ruth's response is a response that is a lover's reaction.
路德的反应是一种爱人者的反应。
She clings to Naomi.
她依靠拿阿米。
She shows us how we need to cling to God.
他能够表现出我们需要来依靠神。
When difficulties or troubles come, we cling, we latch on, we hold on tight to God.
在困难来临的时候，我们要紧紧的依靠神。
Even more than clinging, Ruth's faith is trusting.
不仅是依靠，她更要去信靠。
She doesn't know what the future will hold for her.
她不知道将来会发生什么样子。
But she makes this remarkable declaration here in verse 16 and 17. 她
却做了一个非常清楚的一个声明。
It says, your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die.
好，这边说到你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死。
Basically, her declaration is Yahweh is better than Chemosh.
基本上，她在宣告耶和华神是比这些基抹神胜过这些基抹神。
Yahweh is better than all these false gods.
耶和华神是胜过了这些假神。
Yahweh is better than my family, my comfort and security.
耶和华神是胜过我的家庭，胜过我的舒适。
So who are you more like when you go through the valleys of life?
当我们在走在人生的低谷当中，我们比较像哪一种人？
You might even be asking, why do we even have valleys in our lives?
也许我们会问，为什么我们人生会有低谷？
I believe it's to show us what is truly in our hearts.
我相信这是能够表露出我们自己的内心的情况是如何。
To deepen our faith in our Lord.
使得我们跟神的信心能够更加的深切。
What's awesome about this passage is that God is at work during this difficult time.
奇妙的是在这些困难当中神他工作。
And we'll take a look at that now.
我们会一起来看。
It's in verse 6 and verse 22.
在第六节和二十节。
Usually we might skip over or gloss over verse 6, and then usually we might fail to see what God is doing in verse 22.
如果我们跳过第六节的话，我们就没有办法看见神在二十二节所做的事情。
What these two verses have is pretty awesome.
而把这两节经文放在一起是非常奇妙的。
I have here in my sentence, it's pregnant with hope.
而是在这里就你可以孕育出盼望。
Let's start off with verse 6.
我们先从第六节来看。
The Lord visited his people and gave them food.
耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Remember the watchmaking, watchmaker analogy?
记得我们这个钟表匠的这个比喻。
God is not a watchmaker that is far off from his creation.
神并不像钟表匠一样，是远远我们没有办法触摸的。
He's intimate. He's right there walking with us.
他是非常与我们亲密的，他是与我们同行的。
Listening to us, praying for us.
他垂听我们，他为我们祷告。
You read that? The Lord had visited. He visited. He was there.
这边说到耶和华眷顾他们，神眷顾。
On top of the, just being there, he gave them food.
不仅是在那里眷顾他们，也赐粮食给他们。
He filled their physical hunger.
神感受到他们的饥饿。
He's opening that door of hope.
他把这个盼望的门打开。
Verse 22.
在22节说到。
Two things here. One is Ruth, and one is the beginning of the barley harvest.
这里讲到两件事情，一个是路德，第二个是讲到他们开始收成大麦。
Remember in verse 1, we were talking about a famine. Now in verse 22, there's a huge barley harvest.
在第一节我们说到有饥荒，在22节我们就看到有这个收成的时候。
There's food.
这里有粮食。
There's joy in food.
这里在粮食当中我们有喜乐。
Especially after a long period of famine.
特别是在经历非常长的一段时间的饥荒。
I don't know for how many of you, the longest you have gone without food.
我不晓得你们最长没有吃东西的时间有多长。
But if you ever have done maybe like the 30-hour famine, that's at least a little bit over a day.
也许有些人尝试过这个30小时的饥饿，已经超过一天了。
Wow, you're really hungry for that food.
你那个时候会非常的想要吃食物。
Think of that, what it would look like after 3 or 7 or perhaps 40 days without food.
那我们想想看，在30天之后，40天之后。
But what's awesome about this passage is that it doesn't stop with a famine, but that there's a harvest.
而这段经文的奇妙，它并不是停在这个饥荒，而是能带我们进入到收成。
And today we're only talking about chapter 1, because if you were to look through the next chapters, wow, there's a really an awesome harvest.
今天我们只是看第一章，但是如果你继续看的话，后面几章你更看见这段这本书的奇妙。
And let's look at verse 22 in terms of Ruth.
特别是谈到，我们再回头来看22节。
Here's a woman who's a widow.
这里有一个妇人，她是一个寡妇。
She's a Moabite.
她是一个摩押的女子。
She's a foreigner in a new land.
她到犹大地，她是一个外国人。
Because she's a foreigner, no one's going to trust her.
所以没有，因为她是一个外国人，没有人会信任她。
Especially because she's a Moabite.
特别是她是一个摩押的女子。
Because if you read all the other previous chapters before this, or the books before this, you know that you're not supposed to be really trusting of a Moabite woman.
特别是我们看四世纪里面讲到，他们以色列人没有办法能够信任摩押人。
Because they'll lead you to their false gods.
因为呢，是会把他们带到去信靠假神。
There's no mention of I guess Elimelech's family. There's no mention of the kinsman redeemer.
这里没有谈到这个要带兄弟立誓的婚姻，也没有讲到一个最亲近的亲属要来拯救帮助他们。But
there's a hero in this story.
在这里我们却看到一个女英雄的一个故事。And
her name happens to be Ruth.
她的名字就叫路德。Again,
if you could fast forward to chapter 4.
如果我们快转的话，到第四章。Wow,
is there hope?
在这里我们就看见有盼望。
And the heroine is really truly a hero. God is the hero in this story.
在这个女英雄的故事里面，我们去看见神才是这一位真正的英雄。
He provides a husband named Boaz.
他带给他一个丈夫，波阿斯。
He provides a son for them.
神供应他们有儿子。
And not just that son, but if you follow the line, there's a future king named David.
在他的子嗣当中，有一个是以色列的一个王，大卫王。
Which perhaps is one of the or the best king in Israel.
可能是这个以色列当中是最伟大的王。
But what we need to see is, in this line comes something far greater down the road.
我们继续从他的这个家族的线里面继续看下去的话。
That person's name is Jesus Christ.
这个人的名字就叫耶稣基督。
Let me end by this illustration.
再回到我们的比喻里面。
It's a story about a father and son, and they were carpet weavers.
用一个就是一个父子，他们是在做一个织地毯的一个工作。
After an hour or so of working on the carpet, the dad is working on the carpet. The son comes over.
当父亲已经做好几个小时在织这个地毯的时候，这个儿子呢就来到父亲的前面。
Man, Dad, that carpet doesn't look too good.
他就说这个地毯看起来不怎么样。
The dad says and turns to his son, "But I just started."
这父亲就跟孩子说，儿子啊，我才刚刚开始而已。
A few hours later, the son comes back after playing outside.
当这个儿子他在外面玩了几个小时之后，他又回来。
Oh man, Dad, that carpet is getting worse.
他就跟他爸爸说，哦，这个地毯现在更糟糕了。
Dad, son, just be patient.
父亲就说，孩子啊，要有耐心。
After a few days, they're finally finished.
在经过几天的这个织这个地毯之后，终于完成了。
I should say, instead of they, the dad finished.
父亲完成了这个工作。
The son looks at the carpet and goes,
他的儿子呢就来看这个地毯。
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
他就说这是我一生当中看到最糟糕的地毯。
The dad takes up the carpet.
这个父亲就拿起这个地毯抖了一抖。
Hits the dust off, 抖一抖。And then he flips it around.
然后把这个地毯翻过来。
And the son is astonished and wowed.
这个儿子呢就很惊讶的看。
God is weaving each fabric of our lives.
神也像我们一样在我们的生命当中在做这个织纺的工作。
Sometimes it's easy.
有的时候感觉是很容易。
Sometimes it's really difficult.
有时候我们觉得非常的艰难。
But one day this carpet will flip around.
有一天我们的生命就像这个地毯一样会被翻转过来。
Our lives will be flipped around.
我们的生命会被翻转。
And then one day when we're in heaven,
有一天当我们在天堂的时候，
we'll get to see and turn around and see this beauty of what God has designed.
我们就会看见神他美好的计划。
And is doing in our lives.
在我们的生命当中。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, would you help us to stop running to false gods?
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们不是去奔向这些假神。
Lord, would you slowly and carefully help us to work through the bitterness in our hearts.
求你让我们能够慢慢的，让我们在这个困难当中，不要有这些埋怨苦毒的心。
Lord, would you help us to have hope in you?
让我们在你的里面有盼望。
Help us to remember that you're not far away.
让我们能够记得你并不是遥不可及的神。
But you're right here by my side.
你就在我们的旁边。
For those who are going through some difficulties right now,
我们也为这些正在苦难当中的人祷告。
We just pray that you would cling to the Lord.
祷告他们能够来倚靠神。
Hold on tight.
他们紧紧地抓住神。
And know that the Lord is here with your difficulty in life.
让他们知道他们在人生的困难当中，你就在他们。